Republicans are praising President Trump's first State of the Union address, but Democrats from Maryland say it fell short of what's needed. Correspondent Matt Laszlo has this report from Washington.
Republicans in the chamber got a workout as they repeatedly stood and showered the president in applause. But Democrats, like Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen, barely stood or applauded.
First sentence was, let's come together as a country, and a lot of the rest of the speech was just sort of poisonous, divisive rhetoric. It was one of these speeches where we have to remind ourselves to watch what the president does, not what he says.
At the start of the Trump administration, Democrats laid out a massive infrastructure plan and said they were eager to work with the president on it. But Van Hollen says the $1.5 trillion road and bridge package Trump is now calling for didn't come with many details.
Oh, look, I mean, he sprinkled his speech with a couple policy one-liners that Democrats have strongly supported, right? Modernizing our national infrastructure, reducing the cost of prescription drugs. The difference is that we've actually put real proposals on the table.
Maryland's other senator, Ben Cardin, is the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee. He says he's troubled the president is calling for increasing the nation's nuclear arsenal.
But I must tell you, the idea of building a bigger nuclear arsenal is counter to what we're trying to do globally on nonproliferation.
For their part, Republicans are hailing the president's speech, especially his assessment of the strong and growing U.S. economy. For WIPR News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.